सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णुः गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्म विद्वरम्। ॐ श्रीनारदाय नमो नमः।
Am I audible to all of you? Okay. So we were seeing Narad Bhakti Sutra, Bhakti Sadhanani. Sadhanani means the means. Means to Bhakti. So Naradji said there are two type of things which is to be done. One is the effort by the Bhakta seeker. And number two, we need the grace of Lord and the grace of great man or the wise man or the realized person. So what are those sadhanani? What are those means? Vishaya tyagat, sanga tyagat. Vishaya tyagat, we have to renounce or give up sense object. Sanga tyagat, we have to give up the attachment to living being. Sanga for the living being. Vishaya are all inert, sang for all the living beings. Okay. Third, abhyabhrit bhajanat. Abhyabhrit bhajanat, continuously engaging ourselves in all actions which are dedicated to God. Bhajan here doesn't mean the kirtan bhajan. Here bhajanat means service to Lord. All the actions should be dedicated to Lord. And also the fourth, loke api bhagavad gun sravan kirtanat. One of the sadhan is that you listen to the leela, the sport of Bhagwan. Sravan and kirtan. Then he says, mukhyatah stu mahat kripa eva bhagavad kripa lesadva. These four things we have to do. The other two things will come automatically. If we do our sadhana, if we do these four things, the other two will automatically will follow. What are the other two things? One is the mahat kripa. Mahat kripa means the grace of wise person, realized master. And bhagavat kripa, les matra, a little bit of bhagavat kripa is needed, that's all. But we have already seen that Bhagavad Kripa is always continuously it is there. Vishesh Kripa, if you want Vishesh Kripa, that also is available. For that we have to put in our effort. If we put in effort, we will get the Vishesh Kripa also. So there is Samanya Kripa, Vishesh Kripa. Okay. But how I will get it? Labhyate api tat kripa eva. You can get it by His kripa. His means the Lord's kripa, His grace. Actually, He keeps all accounts. Wherever there is need, He will send teacher. Tat kripa. Tasmin tajjane bheda bhavat. But there is no difference. There is no difference between the teacher and Bhagwan. Why there is no difference? Because He is realized master, He knows. And once you realize, you become Brahman. So there is no difference between Bhagwan and Bhakta, between Brahma and Jnani. There is no difference. It is one and same. तदेव साध्यताम तदेव साध्याम दैट अलोन इज टू बी अकम्प्लिश इन दिस होल लाइफ वी शुड ट्राई टू गेट दिस अकम्प्लिश्ड ओके देन दीज आर द थिंग्स टू बी डन एंड व्हाट शुड बी गिवन एम सो इट इज सेड दुस्संग सर्वथा एव त्याज्य दुस्संग वी शुड ऑलवेज अवॉइड दुस्संग सत्संग एंड दुस्संग आई टोल्ड यू अर्लियर व्हाट इज सत्संग व्हेन द माइंड गोज टुवर्ड द लॉर्ड इट इज सत्संग वेरी सिंपल व्हेन माइंड गोज टू लॉर्ड बाय व्हाटएवर मेथड it can be jap it can be shravan it can be kirtan it can be tirth brahman or it can be study of shastra or it can be listening to the bhagavatam any way that is all satsang any way if the mind is turned toward lord it is satsang And the opposite of satsang is dussanga. What is dussanga? When mind is not with the Lord. When mind is not with the Lord, those are all dussanga. When the mind is in anatma, when the mind is in OET, when the mind is in sansar, this is all dussanga because that mind becomes impure. Dussanga. Okay, so this dussanga can be evil company, it can be a literature or book, can be cinema or a serial or my own mind also. If these things are not there, even the evil thoughts are coming, a thought which makes us extrovert is dussanga. A thought which makes us extrovert is also dussanga. तो ही से दुसंग सर्वथा एव त्याज्य व्हाट इज द इविल इफेक्ट ऑफ दुसंग ही सेज काम क्रोध मोह स्मृति भ्रंश बुद्धि नाश कारणत्वात् दुसंग व्हेन यू आर डूइंग और यू आर एसोसिएटेड विद द वर्ल्ड एंड इफ यू आर कंटिन्यूअसली थिंकिंग अबाउट इट ध्यायते विषयान पुंस संगस्ते सुपजायते दिस इज द प्रोसेस If you start thinking about any object, dhyayato vishyan punsa sangaste supajayate, then what will happen? Kaam will come. Now this kaam is irresistible. You cannot stop it now. Irresistible kaam comes. And if the kaam is not fulfilled, krodh will come. If it is fulfilled, lobh will come. So why Lord has taken only krodh? Naraji has also taken krodh, not lobh. Gurudev explains is very simple. Demand is more than supply. So naturally many people will be not satisfied. Their desires are not fulfilled. If the desires are not fulfilled, that means they will get angry. So then we have seen the ladder of fall in our last class, kaam, krodh, lobh, moh, mad, matsarya and all that thing. Slowly, buddhi nas will happen. There is no memory available and all the decisions are wrong. You don't know what you are saying. Then he says in the next sutra, sutra number 45.
तरंगायितापीमे संगात समुद्रायन्ति
इज इट ती और ते समुद्रायन्ति अच्छा तो तरंगायितापीमे संगात समुद्रायन्ति ओके सो दुसंग इन एनी फॉर्म Either it is the association with the wicked people or evil people, or with the association with your own thought, or any books, scripture, books or serials, cinema, etc. They, in beginning, appears to be like a ripple, a small wave. It looks like a little ripple. But it says, sangat sarmudrayanti. But if you continuously think about that, sangat samudrayanti, it becomes like an ocean. The thing which is so simple in initial stage, it is just like a ripple, a small wave, turns into an ocean because of association, sangha, because of sangha. In Bhagavad Gita also, Lord Krishna says, dhyayato visyan punsa, sangat, sangha, sangat sanjayate. Okay, samudrayanti. Acha, what is the meaning? Continuous association with that sankalpa. We all know the pre-stage of kaam is a sankalpa, a mere thought. A mere thought in mind is the sankalpa. And if you are continuously thinking about that topic, then the sangha, then the kaam will come. So you have got the right to drop that thought there only at the stage of sankalp itself. It's very easy. That is only the simple wave. It is just a ripple only. It is just a ripple. At that stage, it's very easy. But if sangha, if continuously you are associated with that, then the chemistry of the body changes. Now each cell of your body needs, I want. Now I can't stay without that. So this is the effect of sangha. Now after that, you cannot come out of it. You cannot come out of it. It's very, very difficult. And even if you come out of it, know it, you have come out, because of the grace of the Lord. Because of the grace of the Lord, you come out. We can take an example. Our children, when they go to college, parents are not there, then they try to see the other things, whatever is available there, they will go in for. Are one smoke? Nothing, no problem. Or one pack. It is a ripple only. I can manage. I can control myself. Then slowly, slowly, sangha. Sangha, continuous sangha of the friends, the wicked people, those who offer them continuously smoke or drinks. Sangha stesu bajayate. Then it becomes an habit. Every day they need it. Then after that they will say, no, in one peg, it is not kicking. Earlier in one peg, it was quite good, you know. It was kicking. Now it is not kicking. No, two pack, three pack. And after that, it is very difficult. We all know such drunkards, they cannot come out of it on their own effort. You must be knowing many, many examples. They are to be sent somewhere and helped to come out. Rehab centers we have to send. Okay. So if they come out, then it is said, it is Bhagavad Kripa. Now in Ramayana, Sugriv ji said, yah guna sadhan te nahi hoi, tumhari kripa paav koi koi. You cannot do it yourself. It can be crossed or it can be overcome only by the kripa of Lord. And everybody doesn't get the kripa. Tumhari kripa paav koi koi, some very few people get your kripa. So to be free from kaam, krodh, lobh, moh, mad, matsar, we have to do the sadhana. It is required. But you can come out by the grace of Lord. Otherwise, you will be completely drowned. Completely drowned in sansar. In Ramayan, it is said, Atisay prabal dev tab maya chutahi Ram karhun jo daya. If Ramji sours his grace, then only you can come out. Otherwise, it is very, very strong. This maya is very strong, very strong. Even in many times we see in the sports also, in Olympics, You see, the sportsmen are tested whether he has taken any drug or not. We find many, many instances. And they are disqualified. Nahin, aap nahin ja sakte ho. No, you are disqualified. Why disqualified? Because you have taken drug. Therefore disqualified. We have seen society, many singers, artists, bright students, promising people destroyed because of this. Because of this, they are destroyed. And how they are destroyed? Because of sangha. Sangha with what? With the sense object. What are the sense objects? Sabda, sparsa, rupa, rasa, gandha. Only five sense objects. You get associated, somebody is associated with only touch, sparsa, touch. Somebody is associated with the sabda. Somebody is associated with the rupa. Somebody is associated with the ras. Somebody is associated with the gandha, smell. One is sufficient to derail all your sadhana. Okay. And they become good friend. Once you are associated with any sense object, you become good friend now. Good friend. Many of you must have seen many people carry their whiskey in coat pocket. Have you seen the special bottle? Small size. Always carry sangha. So how to come out? The question comes, how to come out of this? So it is said the pre-stage of kama is the sankalpa. At the stage of sankalpa, think the consequences which it will bring. Think the consequences that this association will bring. Then only you can come out. If you don't think of the consequences, if you think, no, this is giving me joy only. It's very good. I should do it more and more. More and more. I have seen people in the breakfast, they drink. Lunchtime also they drink. And in the dinner also they drink. 24 hours drinking. Not able to come out. So it was initially a small ripple. But continuous association with that, it became like a ocean. And when it becomes like a ocean, it is very, very difficult to come out of it. So therefore, try to give it up. So you can give it up at the stage of sankalpa, or at the stage of speech, or at the stage of action. Before action, think, I am going to do act this thing. What will be the consequence? If you can think of the consequence, you can stop yourself even before the stage of action or before speaking. Before speaking, what will be the consequence? Because the words will not come back, will never come back. So this way we can stop. Now Naradji is taking a beautiful topic. We are all caught up in that. And that topic is Maya. We all are drowned in that Maya. How to cross this Maya is the next topic. How to come out of this Maya, how to cross this Maya is the next topic. So there are two things. One is Bhagavan, another is Maya. Two. So Bhagavan is independent, Maya is dependent. In Tattva Bodh we have seen Brahmasraya Maya. Brahmasraya Maya. Maya is dependent on Brahman, but Brahman is not dependent on Maya. Bhagavan is independent. Maya is dependent on Bhagavan, but Bhagavan is not dependent on Maya. So Naradji raises question and gives answer also. So the question is raised by Naradji and answer is also given by Naradji. Sutra number 46.
Kastarati mayam.
Kastarati mayam.
Yah sangam tyajati. Yo mahanubhavam sevate. Nirmamo bhavati.
Nirmamo bhavati. कस्तरति कस्तरति मायाम, कहतरति कहतरति मायाम, हु कैन क्रॉस माया, हु कैन क्रॉस माया। ओके, लेट अस अंडरस्टैंड व्हाट इज माया एंड हाउ टू गो बियॉन्ड माया, हाउ टू गो बियॉन्ड माया। सो वी हैव टू अंडरस्टैंड बोथ द थिंग, व्हाट इज माया एंड हाउ टू क्रॉस ओवर, हाउ टू गो बियॉन्ड माया। सो नारद जी आंसर, यह संगम त्यजति, यह संगम त्यजति, वन हु गिव्स अप अटैचमेंट टू सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट। सो वी हैव टू रिनाउंस अटैचमेंट टू सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट। ओके, तो संगम कैन बी ऑफ टू टाइप्स, वन इज द इविल कंपनी द सेंसियंट बींग, अनदर इज द कंपनी ऑफ इनर्ट ऑब्जेक्ट, अटैचमेंट टू इनर्ट ऑब्जेक्ट, वन इज सेंसियंट अनदर इज इनर्ट। सो दिस इविल कंपनी एंड अटैचमेंट टू विषय इज माया। वॉट इज माया? माया इज दैट एसोसिएशन विद द इविल कंपनी एंड अटैचमेंट टू सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट इज माया। ओके, हाउ टू कम आउट ऑफ इट? शंकराचार्य छेठ, सत्संगत्वे निसंगत्वम। सो द टॉपिक इज संग हियर, संग मीन्स अटैचमेंट। सो शंकराचार्य जी इन भजगोविंदम हैज सेड सत्संगत्वे निसंगत्वम, व्हेन यू कम टू सत्संग देन यू विल गेट डिटैच। डिटैच फ्रॉम व्हाट? नॉट फ्रॉम आत्मा, डिटैच फ्रॉम अनात्मा। व्हेन यू कम टू सत्संग यू कम टू नो व्हाट इज अनात्मा एंड व्हाट इज आत्मा, व्हाट इज द सोर्स ऑफ ऑल सुख, यू कम टू नो अबाउट दैट। सत्संगत्वे निसंगत्वम एंड निसंगत्वे निर्मोहत्वम, निर्मोहत्वे निश्चल तत्वम, निश्चल तत्वे जीवन मुक्ति। फोर स्टेप्स जीवन मुक्ति। तो व्हाट इज द फर्स्ट स्टेप? सत्संगत्वे। फॉर व्हाट? निसंगत्वम। तो व्हाट इज द प्रॉब्लम? नारद जी से संग इज द प्रॉब्लम, संग इज द प्रॉब्लम। ओके, सो व्हाई वी आर अटैच्ड टू एबल पीपल और सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट? बिकॉज वी थिंक दैट गिव्स अस जॉय, यू नो, दैट इज गिविंग मी जॉय, दैट इज व्हाई वी गेट अटैच्ड टू द पीपल। मे बी वी गेट पीपल, एबल पीपल और सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट्स। सो दिस इज माया, दिस इज माया। इन बोथ केसेस इट मेक्स माइंड एक्सट्रोवर्ट, इट मेक्स माइंड एक्सट्रोवर्ट। एक्सट्रोवर्ट मीन्स टेक्स द माइंड टू संसार, टू ऑब्जेक्ट, इमोशंस एंड थॉट, एंड एनीथिंग विच टेक्स आवर माइंड टू संसार, टू ऑब्जेक्ट, इमोशंस एंड थॉट इज सत्संग। No, it is not satsang, it is dussang, it is dussang. Okay, then number two, number one, Narad is going to give us many points, many points. The first he says, yah sangam tyajati, we have to dissociate with the two things, evil company, number one, number two, attachment to sense objects. Then he said, yo mahanubhavam sevate, one who serves the great people, great masters, spiritually evolved people. So we have to serve such person. Why should we serve? If we serve spiritually evolved person, so you will be also spiritually evolved. You will be also spiritually evolved. Okay. So when we are associating with the evil people or reading a cheap type of thing, so what happens? The mind gets polluted. Polluted. In Sadhana Panchakam also we have seen Sangha Sasu Vidhiyatam. You should go and try to find out association with the people who are established in Sat. That means Satsang. And then later on it was also said, Buddhai Jene Badai Paritajyatam. To the wise people, you should not argue with them. You should not argue. Okay. Only listen and learn from them. Listen to them and learn. So if we continue to argue, what will happen? For some time they will listen, will try to convince you, no, you are wrong. Don't think this way. Think this way. If you don't listen, they will say, okay, aap theek hai. You are right. They will keep quiet. What happened? Flow of knowledge stopped. Are you getting it? Flow of knowledge stopped. He will keep quiet. He is not going to share his knowledge. He is not getting money. He is not paid for that. It is his wish to share or not to share. We cannot compel him. Okay. Therefore, we should not argue. On the other hand, we should serve and learn from him. Learn from him. So because of Maya, we leave satsang and accept dusang. So whenever satsang is happening and you are leaving it, it is because of Maya. This is because of Maya only. So not to serve Mahatma is also play of Maya. Why? It wants you to remain Agyani. That is play of Maya. If you become Jnani, what will happen? Maya gone. Khatam. Maya is not no more there. So Maya wants to see that we are under the sway of Maya always. So therefore you will find in satsang the people come and they go to sleep. Why? Maya! Maya is working! Why? He should not listen to satsang, otherwise he becomes Jnani. So what is Maya? Abhidya is Maya. What is Maya? Abhidya. Ignorance is Maya. What is ignorance? Not knowing our true nature is ignorance. That is Maya. That is Maya. And because of Maya, we are attached to sense objects. Because of Maya, because of Apitya, we are attached to sense object. We think this sense object is giving me joy. They can have the content of joy. So how to come out? So we can come out by Mahapurush Sansarg and giving up attachment. We can come out of it. Then the third is said, Nirmamo Bhavati, Nirmama, free from the sense of possessiveness. In Ramayana, it is said, once Lakshmanji asked Ramji when he was in forest, Ek din Prabhu Sukha Asina, when he was Sukhrup sitting there, then he's asking, 5 questions he asked. I'm not going into detail. One of the questions was, what is Maya? May or more torte Maya. But one path, only this much he said, this is Maya. May or more. Torte Maya. So how to become Nirmama? How to become Nirmama? Not by saying, ye mera nahi hai, ye mera nahi hai, ye mera nahi hai. You don't become Nirmama. You have to have a right understanding. What is right understanding? You have to think properly. Okay. How to think that? Whole world belongs to Lord. It is given to us on lease or contract. When I was born, before that world was there, when I will leave this world, world will remain there. Who created this world? Not I. Somebody else has created, and the creator is Lord. Creator is Lord. To understand this, we can take few examples. Like in the plane or in the train when we travel, for a particular journey, we reserve our seat. Is it not so? One particular journey, we reserve our seat, and then when we go, when we board our flight, then we see our number and go and sit there. If somebody else is sitting, then we show our boarding pass. Oh, this is my seat, we say. My seat. For how long is that your seat is mine? One journey. One journey. Seat belongs to airplane company. But you say my seat, my seat, my seat. How many people have said that the same seat as my? Tell me. Each journey, each person has said, this is my seat. Think of the hotel room. You have gone somewhere and you have staying in a hotel. Same room now, my room. Can you give me my room's key? My room, how long you are owner of that? You are not owner. You are allowed to stay in that room. Before you, many people said, this is my room. And after you leave the same hotel, many people will say, this is my. Same way in this world, even the property which you are owning now, my property, before that somebody owned that, after you leave, you will find it is owned by somebody else. Same property. But who is the real owner? Real owner is Lord. Similarly, this body, BMI equipment, does not belong to me. The moment it is born, it is given us for a particular period of time. We have to leave this body also on an appointed day. We have to leave. So this also does not belong to me. It is only for a fixed period of time. If we have to leave the body at a particular time, then what to talk about all the relatives who are related to this body? If body is not mine, what to talk about the relatives, our possessions, our position, our power? These are all temporary. They all will go. Gandhi used to say, you are trustee of this property. You are supposed to maintain only. Complete your yatra, leave the body. Even if you say that, no. I am chief executive officer or managing director or the chairman of this company. But you don't own that company. Company is owned by the shareholders. You may be shareholder of a 5%, 10%, 15%, 20%, but you don't 100%. Even if you are the chief executive officer, you are not the owner of company. Owner is different. You are given that post for a particular period of time. After that, you have to leave. Our job is only to take care of this property, utilize it for our goal, and then leave it. In Isavasya Upanishad, it is also said, Isavasyam idagam sarvam yatkin jagatyam jagat ten takkena bunjita magrit kasasvidhanam kasasvidhanam. Kiski property hai, you think? Kasasvidhanam. Always think in this way. Vinoba Bhave used to say, who is the owner of this whole wealth, whole world? He said, sab bhumi gopal ki. The Mahatma, they have got their own way of explaining. Sab bhumi gopal ki. Gopal is owned by Bhagwan. It's not mine. So in Behavior, I can say this is my property. But understand inside clearly, this does not belong to me. I am not the owner. Owner is Lord. To explain with a very simple example, suppose one of your friend is going to India for, say, 8 weeks. So at the time, he said, okay, I've got my SUV, loaded all my luggage. So you drive me to airport and take this vehicle back and keep in your garage for some time. And whenever you need to utilize SUV, you utilize also. And after 8 weeks, if I come back and ask my friend, give my SUV back, and at that time, my friend start crying, no, this is mine. I was also using this thing. Okay, so the conclusion, the Sangha is Maya, not serving wise is also Maya, Mamatva is also Maya. So Gurudev says, who crosses the Maya? After all, we are told Maya is very powerful. My Maya is very difficult to go beyond. How can we cross it and get it real devotion and fulfillment of it? Can anybody cross the Maya? Is it ever really possible to exhaust these vasanas and rediscover the Atman, the consciousness within us? Whosoever he be, Narad says, he who renounces all attachment, sangam, to the world of object, who clutches off his wrong and false relationship with the world, he will cross the Maya. But it is not because of the object of the world that there is Maya. Be very careful, be attentive. It is not because of the objects of the world that there is Maya. It is because of our attachment to them. Attachment is the problem, not the objects of the world. The false mental relationship we keep with the objects of the world makes us cling to these objects and even deceives us to think that the objects themselves bring us our pleasure or happiness. Thus, daily instead of exhausting, we are fattening our existing vasanas. The real service to the teacher is to try to understand his words, his ideas, to reflect upon them, and strive our best to live up to them. This is called seva of great man, Mahanubhava. The great rishis of yore, the prophets of the world. Popularly, service to teacher is considered as something done for the comfort of the guru, but the teacher does not want any such seva. To gain at one moment with one's teacher is one's own vision. Truth is the highest seva. By serving them, by applying oneself to the study of the scripture, and by reflecting upon the thoughts of realized master, the mind gets purified. A purified mind loses its capacity to keep that sense of minus and others. Minus is our relationship of the possessiveness with the world. No one says that we should not keep things. Be careful. No one says that we should not keep things. Vedanta does not declare that we should not own or possess things. None gets bound by one's possessions. It is the mental slavery to our possessions which shackles us. Try to remove this attitude from the mind, for that is what gives power to the sense object to distract us. If minus is not there, let the whole world be with us. Possess it, keep it, enjoy it. When minus is removed, all vikshep, worry, and anxiety is gone. Gurudev is very, very clear. Next sutra.
Yo vivikta-sthanam sevate.
Yo vivikta-sthanam sevate.
Yo loka-bandhanam unmulayati.
Yo loka-bandhanam unmulayati.
Yo nistray-gunyo bhavati.
Yo nistray-gunyo bhavati.
Yo yoga kshemam tyajati.
Yo yoga kshemam tyajati.
Here, ya means who? Vivikta sthanam sevate. So how to get over Maya, how to cross Maya? Vivikta sthanam, solitary place. So how to get out of Maya? Go to solitary place. Go to solitary place. Go to a cave. Solitary place. Okay. So stay in cave to cross over Maya. That is not the meaning. What is Vivikta sthanam? Vivikta sthanam. Why importance is given to Vivikta sthanam? Why importance is given to Vivikta sthanam? So in Vivikta sthan, we live in our own company. We come to know our own mind. In Vivikta sthan, we live in our own company. We come to know about our own mind. In crowded, we never come to know about it. Whenever we are in samsara, in the crowded place, we never come to know about our own mind. Why? Because of the attachments to the object, or because of the prejudices of mind, or by gossiping. We are continuously engaged on these things. So we are not able to understand what is there in our mind. So in solitude, what happens? In solitude, when we are in the solitude, we come to know about our subconscious mind or unconscious mind. Isme kya bhara hai? What is there inside? We come to know only at that time. Okay, when I was angry and blamed others, even the others were right. Somebody was right, but I got angry with him. This I will come to know when I go to a solitude place. Vivikthasthan. Oh, no, I was wrong. He was right. But I got angry. Okay. But many people run away from that Vivikthasthan, that they can't stay there. They can't stay there. They are not able to face their own mind. Okay. But if you can stand that, if you can stay in the vivikta place with your own mind, then you will love it, you know. You will love it. Vivikta sthan does not mean that it is to be a cave. Vivikta sthan can be while in the doing the morning walk, nobody else is disturbing you. You are with your own mind. With your own mind. Or it can be a park, you are sitting in a bench in the park, it is Vivikthasthan, all the people are there around you, but still it is Vivikthasthan, you are thinking about your mind. Or even in your own home when everybody is sleeping, that is Vivikthasthan, you are able to see your mind. Gurudev said, if you can't enjoy your own company, do not inflict it on others. One of the name of Bhagwan is Vivikta Shruti Sagar. In Vivikta Sthan, we come to know about our own thoughts. Our own thoughts we come to know. So Vivikta Sthan, it can be a geographical area. Or another meaning of Vivikta Sthan is that Vivikta means Paramatma, Sthanam is the substratum. Another meaning of Vivikta Sthan, Sthanam is the substratum. So if our mind becomes subtle and pure, we can reach to that Supreme Lord. We can reach to that Paramatma. And how is that Paramatma? Paramatma is peaceful. Paramatma is peaceful. Asangoham, asangoham. Whatever is happening in my mind, but the illuminator of my mind is never affected by that. Like a lamp on the stage, whether a person is crying or laughing does not affect the lamp. Similarly, the illuminator of thought, the Paramatma in us, the consciousness in us is never affected by any thoughts of the mind, be it the thought of happiness or be it the thought of sorrow, because he is asangoham. He is not attached to anything. Lokabandham unmulyati. Lokabandham, bonded to the objects and being, unmulyati, uproots. We are all attached to the objects and being. This is lokabandha. Lokabandha. What people will say. We always say like, don't do this thing. Lok kya kahenge? There used to be one Hindi song also. Kuch to log kahenge, logon ka kaam hai kehna. A very old song. I don't remember the old. So that is the job of the people. They will continue to say something always.
Chodo bekar ki baate, kahin beet na jaye rehna.
So beet na jaye rehna, that was another situation. For us, the beet jaye na rehna, jeevan should not go away like that. We should not get caught in the what the people are saying. Many people say, are usne apni ladki ki shaadi mein, he brought all this proverb from Switzerland. Lo, you are getting your daughter married in India. That person has got money. He got imported everything from Switzerland, different type of flowers. And to compete, the people take loan. They borrow money to keep their standard. Why? Log kya kahenge? Achha. If somebody is coming to satsang, every day he comes. And one morning I find Saturday morning he is not there in the Narad Bhakti Sutra. What happened? I got a friend, you know. And the friend said, kahan ja rahe ho? And a satsang, chodo, let's go to cinema. And I went with him. Then I tell him the next day, you should have brought your friend also. Why didn't you bring your friend to satsang? Uncle ji, you don't know. You are wise man. You know. If I bring him, he will get angry. He will get angry. Achha. To hone do. How can you cross over maya? So it is said, if you think the path I am following is right, if you think the path which I am following is right, going to satsang is the right thing, and others take, others are false, others are not right, going to the dusanga, going to cinema is not right thing, if you can clearly think, then only such person can come out of maya. Nistray gunya, nistray gunya, and yog shem tyajati. We just see the word meaning, we see further detail in our next class. Nistray gunya means you have to go beyond the triguna. What is the triguna? Sattva, rajas, tamas. What is tamas? Tamas is pramad, alasya, nidra, laziness, sleepiness, carelessness. These are all tamogun. What is rajogun? Kam, krodh, lobh, dambha, and all these are rajogun. What is sattvagun? Shraddha, bhakti, vivek. These are all sattvagun. But this also binds us. So Lord said it to Arjun, nistraigunna bhava Arjuna. O Arjun, you have to go beyond triguna. And what we have to do? Nitya sattvastha. You have to put an effort and come to the sattvagun. From tamas to rajas, rajas to sattva. After that it will happen automatically. So we have to go beyond the maya. Yo yoga chemam tyajati, one who gives up the yoga and chem, not worried about the yoga and chem. Chem means whatever you have got, you are protecting it. What is a yoga? What you don't have, you want or you desire that. That is called yoga. So yo yoga chem tyajati, one who gives up the yoga chem, not worried about that, he can cross over maya. So how to cross over maya? So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, already Lord has given 7 hints. 7 hints Lord has already given. So just to remind you or recollect, the first one is Viviktasthana. No, first one is Yo Sangam Tyajati. Number 2 is Mahanubhavam Sevate. Third is Nirmamo Bhavati. Fourth is Vivikta Sthana Sevate, secluded place. Lokabandham Unmulyati. Fifth, Nistraigunya Bhavati. Sixth, Yoga Shemam Tejati. This is 7. He's going to give us more also. But that we'll see in our next class.
Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamam.